North Korea delivered a New Year's message today, urging South Koreans to join the nation in confronting the U.S. over its nuclear program. It can be said, the message states, that there exists on the Korean Peninsula at present only confrontation between the Koreans in the North and South and the United States. Bush administration officials will not likely be pleased by the message. They've been hoping to present a united front in efforts to isolate North Korea. But Washington's main ally, South Korea, has very different ideas about how to deal with the North Korean nuclear issue. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Tensions here in South Korea are running high, but not for the reasons you might think. More than 20,000 South Koreans gathered recently in downtown Seoul to attend this protest rally. They braved bitterly cold weather to express their anger and their fear about a paranoid nation armed with nuclear weapons and intent on causing trouble. Not North Korea, these protesters say, but the United States. This 26-year-old nurse, Roh Hyun Ok, says she's not worried about North Korea's nuclear weapons. North Korea will never start a war, she says. They won't bomb South Korea. And besides, this is a Korean issue. The U.S. should not meddle in our affairs. Like many South Koreans, she blames the U.S. for bringing on the current crisis by cutting off oil supplies to North Korea and refusing to negotiate with Pyongyang. The spate of anti-American protests began weeks ago as anger grew after a U.S. military court acquitted two U.S. servicemen on charges of negligent homicide after the armored personnel carrier they were driving crushed to death two South Korean schoolgirls. But now, as the nuclear standoff with North Korea escalates, the protests are evolving into anti-war demonstrations. Passions are clearly running high. Hong Song-gun, a Catholic priest, cut his finger and then used the blood to write a slogan denouncing U.S. policy. He says no one, not even South Korean President-elect Noh Moo-hyun, can stop the protest movement.
President-elect Roh cannot stop this spontaneous and peaceful movement. This is not concerning not only our national pride, but also very survival of this country and nation and people. So this will continue.
A survey published in today's Korea Times found that only a tiny percentage of South Koreans, 6%, favor taking a hardline approach with North Korea. Nearly 70% want to continue some form of engagement with the communist North. If South Koreans seem a bit complacent about the threat posed by North Korea, perhaps it's because they've lived with the threat for more than 50 years. Nathan McMurray is an American Fulbright scholar currently living in Seoul.
You know, it's kind of like people living below Mount Vesuvius. They don't really realize the threat is there anymore, so they don't feel it. It's been going on for such a long time. I mean, if they were always at high alert, I mean, people would go crazy.
Some South Koreans, especially those old enough to remember the Korean War, do support Washington's get-tough approach with North Korea. But the political leadership here is fully behind the so-called Sunshine Policy, launched by President Kim Dae-jung. Kim, who won the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to reach out to North Korea, has strongly criticized President Bush's approach. Pressure and isolation have never been successful with communist countries, Kim said, citing Cuba as an example. We cannot go to war with North Korea, and neither can we go back to the Cold War system and extreme confrontation. Kim will soon hand over power to his successor, Noh Moo-hyun. The former human rights lawyer was elected last month, swept into power on a campaign pledge to continue dialogue with North Korea, no matter what. President-elect Noh recently added his voice to the calls for U.S. restraint. The U.S. must realize that the success or failure of its North Korea policies do not affect the life or death interests of the American people, he said. But for us in South Korea, it is a matter of life or death. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.